episode of Irrational Moms. We're coming to you from MILF Estates, where we're all in 53 different shades of gray today. All right, so this episode is going to be fun. I mean, we have a lot to talk about. Like, it was Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to my favorite moms. So we're going to talk about, like, all things Mother's Day, which, you know, might be a little boring, but I think it's going to be a little bit of fun. And then we're going to talk about Tris and her snacks. And then we're going to talk about, oh, football. Yay. And NIL. Oh, and then what's going on for the first football game of the season. So that will be exciting. And you can find us at irrationalmoms.com, or you can find us at Spotify or Apple. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a question. We love having fan questions, and we haven't had one. I don't know. Have we had one in a while?
Oh, we need to go back. I think we forgot to do a fan question for a minute. We need to do those. So send us some questions, safe for work questions.
Yeah.
We'd love to answer.
And we're trying to figure out for this football season how we can do a Irrational Moms / MILF Estates Fantasy Football League. So we're working on that right now for you. So stay tuned for that. All right. Let's head over to Tris and see what kind of fun snacks in your a shade of gray that you're wearing today.
I know. Even though the producer said it looked green, but it's definitely gray. It's like, I don't know what that material is. It's like that beach pant, like a beach pant material. Mm-hmm. So there's no give. It's a little, it's an interesting feel. I had to take all the padding out. This is from Hollister. It's supposed to be like a 13-year-old girl wearing this or something. They fit. So
it works. I don't know. It fits.
It's just like I have to shop at these places to get crop tops. Everybody's acting like it's not
dude,
it.
Dude, all I see anywhere in regular women's stuff is crop tops. And I'm like, I mean, they're cute, but I cannot wear a crop top in everything. Don't have the same stomach as you.
Crop tops and it's like mom jeans. They're labeled mom jeans. And I'm like, why do I want to literally be wearing something that says, hey, look, I'm a mom. Plus my butt doesn't fit that. So I think girls that clearly have never had kids will wear these pants for some reason.
Mom jeans is for like heroin skinny adults or teenagers that don't have their hips yet.
Do you know there's a pair, there's a jean company called Mother Jeans. Yes. So Annabelle let me wear mom jeans forever and never even told me until I had a stylist. And then my stylist was like, we got to get you out of your mom jeans. And she's like, see, you've been wearing mom jeans way too long.
No. Let me correct the record. I am a good friend and I don't judge or care what my friends wear. So I was aware of the pants she was wearing, but why would I say something? She was happy with her pants. Why would I be like, why are you wearing those mom jeans with your like dorky sneakers? I mean, so I bought her first cool pair of sneakers, which was a pair of sparkly Louboutin sneakers.
Yeah.
And then we got a stylist for this reason. We had to get a stylist because our clothes were not stylish. And then she was like, Poindexter, we got to get you some different jeans. And then she yelled at me for letting her wear them. I'm like, what kind of friend is like giving her other stay-at-home mom friend like shit about her jeans? Like, no, that'd be mean. Right?
You could be a good friend and be like, get out of those mom jeans. They're like, they're mom jeans. And I'm like, I don't recall
you ever wearing mom jeans. Maybe I just don't know what they
This was a long time ago, like jeans. Even when I think we were both like staying at home. That was when I was like, no. I never, because I'm not judging my friends. Like, I just don't, you know. It's not like we went anywhere.
Well, you did, because you're like, you're wearing mom jeans.
I mean, it's a statement of fact, but I'm not like, to me, that doesn't matter.
I'm not upset about it.
Okay.
Just don't let me wear like mom jeans. But the stylist was like, you cannot wear a flannel in jeans. Like, it was for when we were filming. They're like, this is like not okay. And I'm like, no, this is okay. This is what I wear all the time. Why are you
trying to? That's just your style. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Why are you trying to turn me into something I'm not? I'm not no fancy housewife.
Right. And I'll just wear sundresses. And they were like,
wear all of your glittery dresses to do the dishes and all these fancy.
Like, I have a bunch of sundresses and they're like, your style needs to be aspirational. And I'm like, what in the leap does that mean? Like, what? That's why I was like, we got to get a stylist because I don't even know what that means, much less, you know. I mean, it's not like I was dressing all fashionable either. I just had on sundresses, you know. So, you know.
Okay, so we want to hear more about this party, Tris, but show us your snack.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My snack. It's really easy. I did Nutella in these zero carb tortillas.
They have zero carbs or
wait, you
carbs?
Made Nutella roll-ups?
No, it's zero carb. Yeah.
That's awesome. You're so cute and ridiculous.
These tortillas are so good, even though they're the La Banderita brand.
And how does the zero, wait, did you say zero carb?
Yeah, zero yeah.
carb. How does a tortilla have no carbs?
I have no idea. I don't know. I do the
low carb ones all the time, but I didn't know they had zero carbs. I mean, that would be like a lettuce wrap.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
These are good. I don't know. I don't question them. It says zero carb on the bag.
Is it like paper mache? Or like
no, it is like the fluffiest tortilla you've ever had. I don't know how
it's
they do it.
It's a bunch of synthetic stuff in there.
I'm upset. Yeah. Probably. But it tastes good. So
well, that's good. I mean, what doesn't taste good with Nutella?
This is very true. And they're so cute. These little roll, they look.
Are the tortillas that tiny or did you just cut them?
I cut them.
Okay, I was about to say, that's a really small tortilla, too. Mm-hmm. She's using, joint rolling papers to make her Nutella wraps.
How many calories are in those tortillas? Just curious.
That's a good question. Do you want me to go get the bag?
No, it's okay.
It's right there. No, oh, yeah, fine. I don't know.
Okay. Just curious.
It's rolling papers. Sure. That's what she's using for her Nutella.
Right? Man, don't get me wishing that.
See?
Well, as long as you like those, and that's cool. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's talk about Mother's Day. Annabelle, what'd you do? Was it a good Mother's Day?
I mean, it was a day. Basically, two kids had multiple games, each 30 miles from each other. So drove to point one, point two, then back to one, back to two, back to one, back to two, back to one. Then I had to drive somewhere else to go pick the other kid up.
Why wouldn't they take a break on?
I don't know why they scheduled the tournament this weekend, but it was busy. I was very tired. And then here's the real kicker. Nobody ever does anything for her. Oh, I gotta not do that because you can see my pajama pants. yes, they're pajama pants. So after we've done all this, I use like a full tank of gas each day this weekend. And then after I've done this, I go pick the one kid up that had gotten a ride to somebody else's house after the game. We stop and get some flowers to drop off at my mother-in-law's house. Cause I'm like, okay, you know, she was tired. She didn't want to come to the games. So we drop off the flowers and she's like, oh, this is the best surprise. Thank you so much. I didn't do anything for you. Ha ha ha. And I'm just like, what do I say to that? So I just kind of laugh. I'm like, yeah, nobody ever does anything for the actual moms that are doing the work still. And she just laughed. And I was like, God. She's lovely. I'm not hating, but I was just like, that's a weird thing to say. Like, I already know you didn't do anything. Do we have to like actually point it out and then make me feel like I have to tell you it's okay? Like, come on.
Well, so did your kids do anything?
They made cards, and they had actually made them before yesterday. So,
oh, okay,
so that was I'll give them credit. And then one of the water polo teams was handing out had roses for all the kids to give their moms. So,
aww.
Oh, that's sweet.
I got a rose each game, so that's something, I guess. You know, it's fine.
Well, if you have enough roses, you can make a bouquet.
And then we got home and we ordered sushi takeout, and that was that. That's all. Ooh.
Oh, nice. That's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of think that Mother's Day is just like, it's another Hallmark like holiday.
Right.
I
mean, like, really, let's spend money.
Right. Because, I mean, come on. I mean, it's no different than any other day.
Right. We still had to do all the same bullshit that I have to do every other day.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, I didn't get a break.
No.
Okay, Tris, how was your Mother's Day?
It was good, of course. You guys got a picture of me happily cutting up my stack of pancakes.
Yes.
Cracker Barrel. You know what? Ooh, Cracker yum. Barrel has the best pancakes, for real. They're just very, like, sometimes I get their pancake mix. You can buy it at the, you know, that room that has all the knickknacks and stuff in there. But put a little butter in the pan and it gets that little crispy edge like it does when you order them there. It's so good. But,
you know, yeah, I haven't eaten pancakes there. I feel like I always get something different. I mean, I haven't eaten there in several years, at least, but I feel like I wasn't getting pancakes. I don't know why, though.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten, like, not breakfast there. It doesn't matter what time I go. I always get breakfast.
I have never been there.
I mean, it's
what?
Yeah. You know.
It's so fun and there's all kind of stuff for you to seems like a place jack around you with.
No, I have never been. Sorry.
I think they have those in California, don't they?
They do. They have one down the street, but I don't know. I mean,
chicken fried steak is very good.
Ooh. Oh. See? Okay, thank you. Somebody else that calls it chicken fried steak. It's listed as country fried steak. So
That's what I meant to say.
Like in Texas, we call it because it's fried like chicken. It's
right.
Chicken fried
it's country fried steak.
So, yeah. So I sometimes will get the country fried steak and eggs and then add a stack of pancakes just because it doesn't come with it. That's really good.
Nice.
The country fried steak with eggs is.
Now I'm really hungry.
But that was the most exciting part of my day was the food. I mean, it is just another day.
That's solid. I wish I had a nice breakfast yesterday, it probably would have made a big difference. Instead, I was just eating snacks to stay awake while I was driving super early.
I can't live like that. I need food.
She needs her food, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I took my monsters to work out on the ranch, and then I laid out for a little bit, and then we went and had Mexican food, which I love. Nice. So that was for dinner. Yeah, with Grandma Poindexter and then everybody. But I think my favorite thing was my smallest child made me a card, and basically he says, I know I'm not your favorite child, but you're my favorite mom.
That's so cute.
He knows he's everybody's favorite because he's a baby.
Yeah, and he's just like, I'm sorry like, that when you...
That's the joke.
I know, then he's like, exactly. I'm sorry that like when you were pregnant with me that you had to give up all your fancy champagne and couldn't party anymore. Because
He knows what he's doing.
He's like, I wanted to, you know, you wanted to make sure I wasn't going to turn out like all goofy. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Thank you for not giving me fetal alcohol syndrome, Mom. That is what I'm putting on your Mother's Day card.
I was just like, I'm like, we need to have a conversation. I'm like, do you know I was like pregnant or breastfeeding for like 7 years, like in a row. I'm like, and I had nothing to drink. I'm like, so I'm just making up for all of it now.
Good thing he doesn't remember that time that he cried a lot because everyone was too drunk to feed him.
Right. Oh my goodness.
He got a bottle. That sounded weird. He didn't want the bottle, but that was his.
Well, we took him wine tasting one choice. Time and he was a baby. And I mean, he just, you know, couldn't like really like breastfeed a baby when you're wine tasting.
Should have put a bottle out on the gums.
Yeah.
Just let it.
I know. Right. If now, I think if you were pairing, you'd be like, oh, I'll give it to him anyway. It's fine for a tiny bit. But I'm just kidding, guys. Don't come up.
I was
don't
just
CPS.
But I was just like, listen, I'm like, why do you? I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, he's like, well, I already know who your favorite child is. And I was like, no, you're all my favorites.
Does he think the oldest is your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he is, but I mean,
I'm like, it changes with
he's such a good boy, though.
Whoever's going to do the chores is like, you're my favorite child.
That's true.
So, yeah.
So, you know, when I looked at on Reddit this morning, all of the like, am I overreacting? Am I the asshole? Like, too hot takes, whatever. They're all stories from women who are like,
had
ticked
a horrible
off that their
Mother's
family
Day.
That didn't do anything or their husband didn't do anything. I was like, oh my God, I couldn't even read them because, on one hand, I understand, but at the same time, it's like you're making all these expectations in your mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like not really that big of a deal.
It's not like, a big a deal.
No.
It's like Valentine's Day, right? Where it's like,
that's exactly.
Yeah, but it's another day. I'm like, it's just stop putting so much pressure on your family or like to do something for you when it doesn't matter.
Well, exactly. I just said, it's one thing if like a mom is like, hey, I'd really love to have this for Mother's Day. That's like a reasonable request and whatever. And then you should just give that to them. But like some people really expect a whole bunch of nonsense, like a parade, like they expect tons of irrational stuff. And I'm like, I really just love to have a day alone where I'm
can just nobody's talking to me.
That was last year. I was like, I just want to lay out and leave me alone. And then my mother-in-law came over and I was like texting my husband, like, get her out of here. Yeah. She wants
this
to
is
talk.
Not a
I'm
gift.
Like, this is
no.
And then what?
She's the opposite of relaxing.
And then one year I actually took my mom out to dinner because I'm like, that's what I want to do for Mother's Day. I don't want to spend it with my family. I see you all the time.
Right. Exactly. This day's supposed to be about me, not y'all. And I did remind my kids were complaining about something in the car yesterday. And I was like, my entire Mother's Day has been driving y'all's asses around. I don't want to hear it. And when I told them to take out the trash after we ate and clean up the kitchen, I got some looks and I'm like, don't even think about it.
Oh, I had to do that too, Annabelle. I had to come home from dinner and be like, okay, you guys haven't done anything for me for Mother's Day, which is fine. I don't care. But can you at least unload the dishwasher and vacuum the kitchen?
Like, pick up your mess. That's what I'm asking you to do.
Easy. We're such easy creatures. I don't know why it's made out to be we're so complicated. Just
I know. Well, so, because we're not those yourself. Women that are making up all these crazy expectations and expecting all these grand gestures. True. There was this one this I saw on, I think it might have been Emma the A-hole, where the wife was like, I wanted this. It was like a bird feeder or something with a camera. It was like $44. She's like, the husband was huge jerk about it. He got her flowers and a teddy bear and candy instead because that's what he wanted to give her. And then he was telling her he was stressed about money. I'm like, but you know you spent as much or more on this trifling crap that she's going to throw away. And you could have just got her what she wanted and it would have been fine. Like, that was a shitty guy for me, in my opinion.
Yeah, there are a couple of them that fit in that.
Like, if I give you something you can order off Amazon for under $50 and you don't get that from me, then you're a jerk. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't get gifts. I don't get the idea of, like, why do you have to have a gift? Like, for Valentine's Day and Mother's Day and, like an anniversary. I mean, to me, I'm like, what? I mean, maybe your birthday, okay, you can get a gift. But I'm like, I don't expect any gift. I wouldn't even want a gift. I'd be like, why the heck are you spending money on this? I don't understand.
I just want a card anyway. I mean, a gift is nice, but it's not. I guess I just don't care about those holidays. And also, when you're a single mom, it's different because there's nobody that's getting shit for you, probably. So it's better to just have no expectations and tell the kids, make me a card, and that's it.
Yeah, I get it.
I have a question, real quick. I gave my mom nothing, but what I did was I made dinner for her. Does that count?
That's way better than a gift.
Oh, yes.
My mom's not one of those people who's like, I need a parade. I need a card. I need my day to be perfect. She's just like, do something for me and that's cool. So I made dinner.
To me, that's a way better gift than any actual physical gift. Acts of service or like activities together. That's what I would value. Like, you make me dinner, we're gold.
Or spending time, like, with your mom, right? Taking her someplace and just talking to her without your phone.
Well, we're just saying, in lieu of you don't have to spend any money to make someone feel special, is what we're saying, I think.
Yes.
You can, so an act of service, cooking dinner, it does that. Or whatever.
I have a friend, I have a friend whose mom, when he was little, required breakfast in bed for Mother's Day. And if they didn't bring it to her when she woke up and if it wasn't ready, she was very angry about it.
See, here's the thing about that. The food is going to suck. Why do I want to eat food that sucks?
I mean, let's be honest.
Like, I want some burnt toast that they put, like, cold butter onto and it's not even melted. And, like, my egg is overcooked. Like, why do I want that? You know?
So I have never had breakfast in bed by my children. And I'm okay with that.
I have, and it's not. I mean, this was when they were younger. Yeah. I'm sure they can both make some decent breakfast food now. But it's just like, no,
it's dirty.
It's not going to be all ready.
You get crumbs in your bed.
Yeah, I don't
want to
eat in bed. No.
I eat in bed sometimes with my snacks. I got a snack drawer next to your bed. I have a snack drawer next to my bed. I have a special like vacuum for the bed, like a handheld one that doesn't go anywhere else.
God.
So it's not like got crumbs from like the floor or whatever. It's just
that's
only
next
the bed.
Level. How do I not have that?
It's weird that you don't. Like bed, you would, but, I would expect you to have it, but. Yeah,
I know.
Well, so I won't snack all day, and then it's nighttime, and I'm like, oh yeah. Instead of going to sleep, let's have a snack. That's a great idea.
So I have to tell you, this morning I made waffles for all my kids, and my middle child is just like my middle child, right? I mean, he's the middle child. He just does not give a ass about anything. So he's cutting his pancakes, and he's like, he's just like half asleep, and he's in a bad mood, and all of a sudden the plate falls off onto the floor, and it's like three like stacks of waffles, and so on the floor, and I'm like hurry it up, you got a couple seconds. And he like picked them all up, and I'm like, well, there's some fresh ones here, and he's like, no, it's fine, I'm just gonna eat these. And I'm like, you're my child, I love it.
I would have I would have maybe gotten rid of the bottom layer that went on the ground, but
no, it was like a whole pile. It just fell. So he just just put enough syrup on there. It's fine. I just vacuumed the floor, so it was okay.
Did the plate break? Was it a paper plate?
No, it was plastic.
Oh, that's good.
I only give my kids plastic or paper plates at this. Even they're as teenagers, I'm like, I still don't trust them.
Well,
I guess a little bit of dirt's just going to build some immunity, right? I don't know.
Oh, that kid's always had like dirty hands when he was little and sucking his thumb with dirty hands. I'm like,
right, eating Cheerios off the floor or whatever.
Yep. I mean, doesn't matter. He has the best. He has the best. Like,
he's never sick, is he?
Yeah, he's never sick.
See, yeah, immunity.
And then when he was in grade school, they would always like want to use like hand sanitizer on his hands. I'm like, do not use that. It's horrible for you. It kills all the bacteria. And you need good bacteria, not like it will kill. It doesn't differentiate between good and bad bacteria.
Right.
And so I'm like, either wash your hands with soap or water or eat with dirty hands. I don't care. I'm like, your immune system is going to be so solid. And it is.
The only time I've ever used hand sanitizer is if I'm like traveling somewhere and going to be in like, you know, a European train station bathroom or something, where I feel like there's certain cases where it's okay to use it, but not as a rule. If you use it all the time, it's bad.
Oh, I throw it out. Like if someone gives me some, or if I see the kids, I used to have to write notes to school. Like, do not give my children hand sanitizer.
So if we're ever in a European train station bathroom specifically, that is just your exception.
For example, yes, exactly. That's somewhere I'm going to use hand sanitizer if there's no soap.
I will say I was in Italy one time and I had to get off the train and go to the bathroom. And that was one of the most disgusting bathrooms I've ever used in my entire life. It was basically a hole in the ground.
And Italy's a civilized country.
Yeah, it was gross. It was disgusting.
I think what Russian train station bathrooms, there's been just a hole in the ground and you just go squat over the hole. And it's a little bit sketchy.
That happened to me in Singapore. I was in a bathroom and I'm like, whoa, I went in the wrong stall. I had no idea there was like, okay, I'm not going to do this.
A hole in the ground?
Yes.
Well, so what did you do instead?
Did
they have actual toilets?
They did. I just went. Okay. There was like half of them were holes and half of them like were regular toilets. And I was like, I'm good at squatting, but I'm like, no.
I'm afraid I'm going to fall and touch something. It's not that I can't squat to pee. Ew. I got no problem squatting to pee. But like, you don't want to touch anything.
Well, you have nothing to hold on to.
Right. I mean, that's so what I'm saying. What if you lose your balance or like your butt dips down a little too low and it touches?
It's an open room
with a hole.
I mean, yeah, it's just
foul.
Like, yeah.
That sounds awful.
So I was like, no.
At least they're better than India in their restrooms. India. Have you ever seen that movie Slumdog Millionaire?
It's just troughs.
Yeah, it's just troughs. It's just gross. It's just terrible.
No. I don't need to see that.
All right. I think we need to pivot to NFL and what's going on. So,
that's true.
Okay. So on Wednesday, NFL is going to release a schedule for this upcoming season, so I can't wait. We'll see what's going to happen. But it was announced today that the Chiefs are playing the Ravens on September. I wrote it down. Wait, hold up. I thought I had it written down. Oh, September 5th. The first
is that
game.
Thursday
of the
game.
Thursday game.
Okay, yeah.
And it's going to be the Ravens versus the Chiefs.
That's going to be a good game.
A rematch of the AFC Championship.
I can't wait to see. That will be fun. I got to say, are they only going to have one game that night?
I think so, probably.
Okay. Because I can't remember. Weren't they doing two games on Thursdays last year or some? Or no?
I don't think for the opening.
Not on the opening day, though. That's what I'm thinking.
They did it for Monday Night Football, like the first couple weeks
Monday.
They had two games.
That's right.
But this year, they're going to have the Thursday game between the Chiefs and the Ravens. And then Friday, it's going to be in Brazil between the Eagles and the Packers. Exclusively on Peacock. So this year, you better get your apps ready to go because you need like five different apps to watch football this year.
Oh my god,
that really makes
this
me
is
well,
getting
you know,
angry.
It's all about money.
Put it all in one place and let me pay for all of it together. I don't care about the cost per se. I just don't want to be nickel and dimed. So even if it's $400 or $500 to watch everything I want to watch, put it all in one app and let me have that. I don't want to have to click between the apps. It's such a pain in the ass.
So that is what a lot of these companies are doing right now. Is that a lot of these network companies are trying to figure out how to combine their streaming services together. So people
we had it already.
Buy...
It was fucking cable.
Right.
And then
nobody
we
liked
were better.
$3 package.
Right. Now we're back to the same bullshit. Sorry. Yeah. I was trying not to cuss for a while, but I'm not doing a good job today.
Yeah.
it just really makes me, it's like, just put it, we were fine before with cable. It's already going to be expensive no matter what. So why not just combine it all for and make it easier for users? Why do I have to flip between 7 apps on my TV to watch something?
It's all for money.
And why would I want to pay for something like Peacock that is absolute garbage? They have no new content. Literally the only thing any of these extra special things you have to pay for offer is sports. They don't have any other good programming or original programming anymore.
You love true crime. They have tons of true crime on Peacock.
I can see tons of true crime already without buying Peacock. That's my thing, is they're not offering me anything I can't get anywhere else. So I don't understand why, you know.
Or well, you can just get Cricket. Cricket gives me Peacock for free and HBO Max for free.
I'm going to just log into your Peacock. Okay.
And I get unlimited everything for $55.
And I'll send you snacks.
Yeah, sure you can have 3 logins.
They'll probably crack down on that on some type of like IP, the same way Netflix did, right? Where it's like you're coming from different IP addresses across
the areas.
Yeah, but
you can have two, because you can be traveling and watching something on your phone or whatever. I mean,
right.
If you pay for the service, they can't not allow you to watch it when you're somewhere
else. But they will
know
if there's two different logins happening at the same time.
From two different areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if your kids are home watching one thing and then you're away watching one thing?
Did you pay for that? Did you pay for that? No, you didn't? Okay, then they're gonna make sure that only one person can
watch it. If I'm traveling and I'm out of town and I want to watch something using my Netflix on my phone or on the hotel, because you know a lot of hotels now you can log into your own accounts on their TV. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that. My kids are at home watching Netflix. That's a normal thing. And you're paying, you get up to, what, 3 logins or something with Netflix. So that shouldn't be a problem.
Well, we'll see. See how that goes. All right, so... we'll find out what happens with all these different games. I mean, does Amazon still have Thursday night?
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, I was just reading an article about the reason I brought up the 5 different services, because someone went through and determined how much it's going to cost you at the, you know, the minimum if you want to watch every single game. And it's $855 for the season, because you have to buy. This is how they broke it down. 6 months of YouTube TV. 5 months of Prime Video for Thursday Night Football, 1 month of Peacock, which is going to air the Friday night game, ESPN Plus for international games, and Netflix is going to air a game this year, unannounced Christmas Day game. So that's 5 different things. And if you want to get the, $506 is without the NFL ticket package. If you want the package, it's $855. So it's basically $500.
Well, so we subscribe to all of those, so already. So we just have to add the Sunday ticket again, which I'm okay with, because the Sunday ticket before was on DirecTV, and it was so hard, you couldn't really get it unless you're in an apartment or you were a student. They would not give it to you.
What?
You'd have to, because I could not, because we didn't have DirecTV here. They want you to buy DirecTV. And because we didn't have DirecTV, we just had cable. Not cable, but we had like everything else. So they were like, you need to buy a whole package of DirecTV in order to get the Sunday ticket. And to me, I'm like, that's
BS. But you have
to
do that now with YouTube. You have to buy YouTube and Sunday ticket.
Well, who doesn't have YouTube though?
I get what Mrs. Poindexter's saying, because when I tried to get it back in the day, they had to install a satellite dish on my house, and I had to go through my landlord, and the landlord said no, so we couldn't get it. So that it's just
so
like
you're
a
just
pain.
Saying with YouTube anybody can get it, whereas with DirecTV anybody couldn't.
It was just more of a pain. There's just more of a barrier to entry for people to actually get it, right? Versus YouTube, anyone can have YouTube. Mostly everyone has YouTube for free. You just have to add on to your YouTube versus the DirecTV.
Yeah, but you have to pay for YouTube TV and then add Sunday ticket.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. That's okay. It's still a lot easier than having to bring out DirecTV. And then I'm actually I already have all these different packages in my services. I already have all these services. Now I'm going to add a DirecTV service to that too.
Right.
It's like, now I'm conflicting. I got double the amount of coverage and it's just, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So DirecTV, I mean, sorry, but you guys, you're, you know, out.
Well, and we have DirecTV because we use AT&T. And so that's how I watch most. It's not the kind where you use satellite. It's like the one that streams on your TV. Right. But I still have to pay for YouTube on top of that, because that's the only way to get the Sunday ticket. And I need the Sunday ticket. Though I'm not paying for Peacock. I don't care. I am not doing it. I will watch an illegal stream before I pay for Peacock.
Well, with Peacock, I just feel like, you know, Peacock, you missed the boat.
They did. They absolutely did.
We're anti-Peacock, so sorry.
Exactly. Did you hear about all the people that are having issues with their Peacock from when they bought it for the playoff game between the Dolphins and the Chiefs? So my coworker got Peacock just for that game because he's a Dolphins fan. Then he tried to cancel it, and they've been charging his card ever since, and he cannot get anyone on the phone to help him get it returned.
He needs to file chargebacks.
Yes, it's gone to that level, but a lot of people are having trouble canceling after they signed up for it.
Oh, yeah, because that's what they were kind of...
That's like Comcast.
Grab everybody, yep. Yeah.
Like, nobody wants your crappy service, Peacock.
Well, there's really... Like, going back to... There's really no good... There's no good shows on Peacock.
No, there's not. And that's not... I mean, no. That's just ridiculous that I have to pay for all this stuff.
All right, so let's talk about... Let's switch... Let's keep going with NFL over to the NIL. And what's going on with the Cardinals and... Their new quarterback that they just signed.
No, but it's Marvin Harrison Jr.
They signed him from the draft. Or they picked him up from the draft.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's not a quarterback. He's the wide receiver.
Oh, sorry.
That's what all I was saying.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I mean, what are we doing here, guys? Like, I've been thinking a lot about this NIL thing, and I'm not against NIL at all. I think that players should be able to make money, but. We have a situation where these kids that are in college now, they're like the most entitled generation ever. They're all like really spoiled and entitled. Their parents don't tell them no. They were raised by helicopter parents, but they're kind of helicopter parents that hover a lot, but don't actually do useful things. I saw a term for that, but I can't remember what it was. And so they go in college. First of all, they're in high school. And some of them are opting not even to play their senior year, right? We talked about this, I think.
Which is
awful. They're like,
well,
we're just going to go to college. I don't want to risk getting hurt. Like, are you in high school? Are you serious? No college should sign you if you don't play your senior year. That's ridiculous.
Agreed.
And then they get NIL in college, having proved nothing. And so then, you know, at first, you haven't done anything. You're just a hyped up recruit. And so you're getting NIL money, which is causing you to feel more entitled and maybe worth more than you are, or maybe not. Maybe you're worth the value that is placed on you. Then you get drafted and you're so entitled. You've done nothing at all in the NFL. And you think you're entitled to more than you're already getting. Mm-hmm. Marvin Harrison Jr. is great. His dad is a legend. I don't understand the way these parents are managing their children, especially parents that were successful in the league. They don't have an agent. They're just trying to basically rewrite how everything's done. But you've proved nothing. Why are you worth more? Because we all know just because you're a first-round draft pick does not mean anything. You could turn out to be a complete bust.
You should set it up and tell everybody why we're talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. real quick.
Oh, you're right. Can you put that
in? I can edit that. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I lost my train of thought. So Marvin Harrison Jr., I mean, most people know who he is. They've heard his name. He's an exceptional wide receiver. He was drafted by the Cardinals, and he has yet to sign his the NFL Players Association. Is it the licensing agreement? Is that what it's called? Then that's what allows them to sell and make money off his jerseys. The agreement allows him to get, I think they get like 2/3 of the profits or something from the jerseys. So Marvin Harrison Jr. had an NIL deal with, among others, with Fanatics. And so even though that college NIL deal doesn't technically mean anything for the NFL, he's using it for leverage to try to get a better deal in the NFL. But the question is, first, how does that even work? Because the money is what's coming from his jersey sales. So how would he get more? Would that end up being money from someone else's piece of the puzzle or piece of the pie? Like, I don't know. He doesn't have an agent. His dad's been the one that's been in charge of him. And it's the same air of entitlement like that Caleb Williams has seemed to have that we've been talking about. So he's holding out on signing this agreement, which means Cardinals fans can't buy his jersey yet. They can't sell his jersey. He does have a website, and they're selling merchandise on his site, but not jerseys. They have some other stuff. And so, basically, he's holding out for a better deal. But I don't even know if anyone knows what that could look like. Because why are you entitled to more than any other first round draft pick or any other NFL player or someone who's been super successful? Like, it's bizarre to me.
Because like, he's wanting Fanatics to like re-up the contract for more, I guess. Right.
Exactly. And so like, what could that more be? Like, I don't understand. And to me, like,
how
like,
much more do you need?
Right. And I agree with players making money. I have no problem with that. That's not what this is about. To me, it's this weird entitlement of these kids that think they deserve all this stuff just because of who they are right now. Like, I would think, I mean, it's a pretty standard thing. Like, it's run by the Players Association, which is there to protect you. It doesn't make sense to me. And I don't know what he expects to even get out of it. And he hasn't even said, to my knowledge, he hasn't said what he hopes to gain. So I don't know. I got a problem with all this. And what I feel go ahead.
Well, no, you go ahead. I don't want you to.
Well, I was going to say, what I'm wondering, I've been thinking about this is like, is this what's going to happen now? Is everything going to be shaken up? Because so many of these kids, these entitled kids, are going to be coming into the league and expecting more than they really have earned or deserved or more than anyone else got. Like Shedeur Sanders, for example, he just, no hate to him or Deion, I'm not a Deion hater. He just released a rap song, which is absolutely horrible. And he has just been destroyed.
Hey, I've been playing it all weekend. So come on. Are you serious?
I love rap. That ain't it. And so
You literally are in my head because I was going to say you had just mentioned like these kids that come from like parents that were amazing players.
Uh-huh.
I feel like those seem to be a little more entitled. I don't know all of them. Maybe they're not all that way, but I was going to say, look at Shedeur. I mean, he's absolutely entitled and tried to act like he came up from some hardship. Like, no, bro, you did not come up from any.
So I think there's two things that are going to happen here. There's two ways, right? It's either going to shake it up the system or the market will take care of itself. Meaning that what will happen is that you're going to have these players come in and the next, like this year and next year, you're going to see them maybe either they're going to perform. And if they can perform at that level that they think they can, then it might shake the system up.
Right.
If they can't, then what's going to happen, I think what you're going to see in the market is you're going to see a lot of these deals just get like stopped or like get lowered, or it's going to come to an end at the end of their senior year. Right. Cause it's going to be like, well, we can't, you need to prove yourself to us. And I think that's what you're going to see. So it could go either way, depending on how these kids perform, but it's such a, you just never know. Right. Cause I mean, like we talked about before, it all depends on like the team they get drafted to and then are they're playing for, or if they even get to play, you know, or, so I think it's like they just I think their egos are way overinflated because they get all this money before. And then going back to like what you said, Tris, it's like with their families. I mean, but look at Mahomes. His father was a very successful baseball player. He didn't come in being like, I need all this money.
Right? But he's a little older. I think a big part of it is a product of this generation of kids that are just so spoiled and entitled. And imagine, I mean, you grow up and your parent was a superstar athlete. That's a different upbringing than most people. And if you're also a superstar, then I can understand how you end up with that ego. It's just that what's going to bring you back down to earth or correct you? And so I even saw an article where somebody was talking about how the question was, is Shedeur Sanders tanking his draft stock on purpose to go to a better team? And this is the topic I've been thinking a lot about. Because I already felt that Caleb Williams was doing that before people were talking about it. I'm not saying I'm like some wise person. I think I'm just skeptical of everyone. I'll be like, what are you doing there? So I already was, I'm not trying to like suggest I'm right about a lot of stuff because I have a lot of bad takes. But I'm just thinking like, he's trying to lower his draft stock to go to a better team. And so that makes me wonder, well, is that going to be a new thing? Are these kids that are super entitled going to just have the attitude like, well, I'm not going to play for them because they're a bad team. I don't want to go risk not having a good career or a good start to my career by playing for them. That's what I want to wonder if it's going to be a huge product of like the NIL and the entitlement and all that. Are these kids, is this really going to be this movement where all these kids are behaving this way? And I don't know, but to me, it looks like it might be like the new thing that's going to happen with
But even if they did that, don't you think those other teams would be like, well, hold up, now you're kind of like this high maintenance player, and do we really want you? Because again, we talked about last time.
I wouldn't want that.
I know.
They still do that though. Like they're still coddling these kids and be like, oh, well, we got to do something to try and because they think they're going to be so good or their parents were good. Like, I don't know. I feel like what you're saying is at some point somebody has to be like, you know what? We're not going to baby you. We're not going to play this game. Right. Either you put on your big boy pants or you act like a little entitled brat. And we don't.
Right. You're a grown up now. You're an adult man. Even if you're 20, if you're in the NFL, you're an adult man and get a freaking agent and act professional. That's my thing is I think not having an agent is very unprofessional and not so much in the way like someone like Lamar did it, but with the kids where their parent, it's like pageant mom to me. This is what I see having grown up in the South. I feel like Shador Sanders and Marvin Harrison Jr., they're like their parents are pageant moms and they're the little bratty pageant kids.
It's kind of like I watch Million Dollar Listing. And I know this is way off subject, but it's like when a developer wants to basically have a part in selling their own property, they have an emotional connection to that property.
Yes.
So they always overvalue it. I'm not saying these kids are being overvalued necessarily, but you know, every parent thinks their kid is like the best freaking thing since.
Exactly.
Well, it's like what we talked about last time too, where it's like, if you are a doctor, you don't doctor your family, right? You don't.
Right.
Sit there.
Wait, what? We totally do that in our family.
Well, I mean, okay. Or if you're a lawyer, you don't do your own contracts. You should not be doing your own contracts.
Right. That's
you're too emotionally invested, like in yourself, that you should not be. Same thing with being a developer. You always want that outside, like counsel in there, or somebody who's the expert.
Right. You want the expert. Yeah. You can't be an expert if you're a contract lawyer. If you have to sign a big contract, you have someone else look at it. You do not only do it yourself if you're smart. Right. And that's really, that's what we're talking about here. And I do think there's a huge emotional component because, I mean, as much as I am not a Dion hater, I've definitely heard him say things about his own child that shows that he could very well be overvaluing him because he hasn't proven he's anything either. And again, don't hate them, but I just don't see
You know what? I think it actually hurts the whole team is that when these kids are doing this, it's like, you're bringing this, you're kind of like this. You have this ego to you, prima donna-ness to you. You're coming in. And like, what do you do for like, you're okay. If you're a wide receiver, now you're like your whole offensive line and everybody else is going to be like, who are you? Like, you haven't even shown up yet. You haven't even shown yourself, proven yourself. And you want us to like bend over backwards for you. It's like, what about all of us who's been here for like years? Right. We've been putting in the work in. We've been doing this. And then you don't think you're good enough to be playing on our team. What does that tell us? Right? It's like, then we don't want you.
Right. If you know somebody doesn't want to come to your team because they've said it out loud, I think that's a huge problem. And I mean, imagine you're the coaches and the owners and you're trying to decide, well, this person is absolutely the best pick, but they've been basically talking bad about us. Do we want that person? I don't know. Well, it's like you're giving the brats their way if you don't pick them. But it's also possible. I do know it's possible that these kids, they're not behaving with an ego or in an entitled way with their coaches and teammates, right? It's possible this is just this other business side stuff. We're seeing it because it's in the news, but it's not like we're really seeing it from Caleb Williams. We've definitely seen him behave a little questionably, but most of what we hear and know is what the parents have done and the public perception. So who knows? Maybe their teammates think they're awesome. I don't know, but I could see it being a huge problem. I just think it's wild to expect anything when you've done nothing at a professional level.
I've worked with a lot of professional athletes before, and what they say is as long as you can bring value to the team, you can act however you want to act, as long as it's not really like taking away from the team. But if you win, do whatever you want. So he has to perform from the beginning if he wants to be the guy he is being right now, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I get that too, but Matt, it's like when you go in, you already know it's like, here's this kid like that's kind of just out there and he's not really being a team player and he's making it public. Then I'd be like, okay, you still haven't performed and you kind of just put a, I don't know. Just
here's where the athlete would tell me if I asked him that question, it would be, it's all business. And so I can't be mad at another man for his business. And this is
what Marvin Harrison
said. This is money in his pocket, so.
Right. That's what he said. He said, well, I'm focused. I just got drafted. I'm trying to enjoy it. And, you know, we'll make the best business decision for me.
But if I'm the third string wide receiver sitting behind him, I'm like, just get on the team, bro. Like, come on.
You won't.
Not everyone is okay with this decision on the team.
Well, or right. to me, I feel like...
Okay, like, fans can't buy your jersey. Don't you want fans? What? Like, come on.
Yeah, right?
That's weird.
But, or I look at these, look at it on the flip side, like, what if I'm the child that did not get drafted and I wanted to go to the NFL? And then it's like, then I'm like, man, it's like... I just would just feel so like you're giving up this opportunity. You're giving this opportunity to play like your dreams, your dream job. And it's like, you're just kind of like, whatever.
And I think that's where his dad comes into it, because he's grown up in an NFL household. He's grown up in NFL training camps. He's grown up around all these NFL. He grew up around Peyton Manning. His dad played with Peyton Manning. So to him, it's a little bit different. To him, this has just been status quo for his entire life.
And right, nothing's really changed for him.
Exactly. So he doesn't care. He doesn't really care. It's the guys that come from nothing that make it there that are like super excited to be in the NFL. To him, this is just something that he's been thinking about, and this is his career path.
You know, right. this is very interesting. We need to like I want to follow this all the way through this whole season. We should like start placing some like, I don't know. I want to say bets, but if we can do that or like see how this like plays out.
What's the over under on fans getting a Marvin Harrison Jr. jersey before opening day or not opening day?
Yes, over and under for all of them, right? How much time are they going to play? How's our team going to react to them?
We can do some rookie bets. We can do some rookie bets. Yes,
let's do that. Let's do that. This will be fun.
I'll make guesses, but I won't actually gamble money because I'm very bad at gambling. So,
well, I'm not good at gambling either.
Yeah, we're not going to gamble because we can't legally gamble on this show, but.
Okay, well, I was going to say,
We can make a list of
questions and then answer what we think for each one.
Yeah, I'll just go pull some of the over-unders when we get closer to the season, and then we can make some decisions on that.
Okay, that'll be fun.
All right. That's cool. Okay, so we have a whole, we know what we're doing this season for football.
Yep.
Yay. All right, so that wraps it up for another episode of Irrational Moms. And you can find us at Spotify, Apple, or at irrationalmoms.com. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a comment.
Yeah, and we'll be back with more snacks. I still have a bunch, so I'm going to eat these.
Sure you are.
A new Nutella blend. She got her Nutella blend.